it means something to be written. Sometimes somebody may say, I'm going to pick you up in such and such a time. You be ready to go. And if you're not ready and they leave you, that's a big disappointment. A few weeks ago, I had an appointment, a dental appointment. And I can say I wasn't ready in the sense that I was late for my dental appointment. And I really needed, I thought at the time, to the work that they were going to do, at least to examine my, I had a problem in my jaw. But do you know when I got there, it was too late? They wouldn't do anything. I had to leave. And I was turned away in a sense. And do you know, if we're not ready, in a way, we're going to be turned away. We want to be ready when Jesus comes. And we want today to realize how important it is to be ready. And also, what we need to do to be ready. Perhaps I would have been ready. I would have been there on time. Maybe if I'd gotten up earlier, you see. Or maybe I think I was doing things, other things, instead of getting ready on time, and then the time kind of got away from me. So, of course, you know, you try to hurry up at the last minute. And I know they give you something like 15 minutes. They do give you a grace period. But I missed that grace period probably for maybe 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, but it was too late. I was, you know, if I had been there, I was supposed to be there at 10:30. If I'd been there between 10:30 and 10:45, they probably would have taken me. But, you know, that's the way it is. We need to be ready. Sometimes children have a test to take, and they procrastinate. Maybe didn't study so as they should. And then the time for the test, they're not ready for the test and they don't do well. It's important for us to be ready. We can miss appointments. I can get another one. Or it can happen. Maybe I go to a different dentist, whatever. Or I may miss something on this life and I can have another chance. But you know, if we miss our appointment with the Lord, there'll be no other chance. So we don't want to let that happen to us. Let's go to Luke 12 and 40. And if you look at this song, it's related to Luke 12 and 40. The second, while you're getting that, I'm going to read the second verse. The Lord is coming shortly, according to his word, taking vengeance on the wicked and them that know not God. Oh, who will then be able in that awful day to stand? Thou shalt be no longer steward, will be the stern command. We don't want any of that to happen to us. So we need to do all we can while we can. While we have life, while we have opportunity, let's prepare to meet our God.
And just know that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not.
See, you don't know when the Lord's coming. You know, we're not promised. Our life isn't promised to us. We have today. That we have. We're not promised tomorrow. And yesterday is gone. So we don't know when the Lord is going to come. But we want to be ready. And so that when he comes, he'll take us with him. I know that if I was to ask you, how many of you or how many of us want to go to heaven when Jesus comes? I think every hand would go up, right? Mine does, because I want to be ready. But there's something on our part to be ready. For me, when I had that appointment, I should have considered how much time it takes me to get ready and not wait till the last minute or not do other stuff like I tend to do. And then at the last minute, I'm saying, okay, help me do this, help me do that. I got to get out of here. That's not the way to do. Be ready. And some people, they will get ready, but then they don't stay ready. You know, if you have some time, they'll say, I know sometimes we're home and we're getting ready to go somewhere. And seem like we got a little extra time. Somebody likes to go and do extra stuff. She figured, today is my day to wash dishes, so I'm going to wash some of these dishes now. And then at the last minute, I'm saying, come on, leave that alone. We have to learn how to value our time and do all we can to be ready. This is one appointment that we cannot afford to miss because it's our eternity. Now let's go to Matthew 24, 42 to 44.
Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But notice that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Yes. So this is the same, talking about the same thing. Watch therefore. So one of the things we need to do is to be watchful and be careful. This watch doesn't mean necessarily I'm going to sit and I'm going to look out the window and I'm going to watch and see when the Lord's coming. No, you're going to have to watch a lot of things before you, in order to be ready. You're going to watch how you live. You're going to watch the enemy. The devil wants to cause you to lose out. He doesn't care. It's his job. That's what he does, to try to keep you from going to heaven. He's there out to destroy us. You know, in the end of time, the devil and his angels are going to be in the lake of fire. And do you know, God didn't make that lake of fire for us. He made it for the devil and his angels. But if we follow him or fall in his traps, we're going to end up there too. And, you know, it's just like we say in this world, misery likes company. It seemed like the devil want to get company. He knows his fate. And he's trying to get all of us, as many of us, to end up in the lake of fire with him. So it's, in one scripture it says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. What is it? The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We need to watch. Our flesh will cause us to not be ready. We might start out good, but somewhere along the line, we can get tripped up. So we have to watch. Let's go now to Luke 21 and 34. We can get so busy. We had a message recently talking about how the man got busy and then the man got away. And he was supposed to watch this man. It says, your life for his life. The same way with us. If we don't watch and we don't pray, we can get so caught up with the cares of this life and the different things till when the Lord comes, he'll come and we're unaware. He'll come when we're not least expecting. So let's go to Luke 21:34.
And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that they come upon you unawares.
Other words, the Lord's going to come in a time when you're not thinking, when you're not paying attention, and maybe you're caught up in all different kind of things of life, and it's time to go, and you're not prepared. So watch. There's Amos 4:12. We need to be ready to meet our Maker. Meet the Lord, because he's coming back. And if we look at the things that's happening in life, we can be assured that it's soon. I don't know how soon. I don't know which day. But I know it's soon. And we need to be watchful and prayerful and careful.
Amos 4:12. Therefore, thus will I do unto thee, O Israel. And because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel.
Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. That's how you're ready. To be ready means to prepare to be ready. You just don't automatically be ready. Just, I'm just ready. I don't do anything. I'm just sitting here waiting and ready. No, you got to prepare to be ready. And the first step to prepare is to give your heart to God. That's the first step. If you want to be ready when Jesus comes for you, you must give your life to God. You must forsake the sin business. You must repent of your sin. You must ask God to forgive you for your sin and let him come into your life. Oh, it just seems so urgent, and I wish that I was able to express the necessity of giving your heart to God. God will not force himself on any of us. No matter how much we feel convicted, he's faithful to do that, deal with our hearts and all of this, but he will not force himself on us. We have to submit to him. We have to give our heart to him. Let him come in. Ask him to forgive us our sin. Ask him to come into our heart. Why should we put it off? It's so careless. It's so dangerous to put it off. We shouldn't procrastinate. When it comes to salvation and the things of God, let's not put it on the back burner. Let's not put our cares of life, as that scripture said, and drunkenness and surfeiting and all of these things. And we could add a whole list of other things that we could put in front of God, have entertainment and all of these things. But we need to forsake all of that and give ourselves wholly to God, that he might come into our life and change us and help us. Because if we're going to be ready, we're going to have a changed life. We can't live the old life like we used to live. The life of sin and the life of uncleanness and evilness. And we have some scriptures we're going to read, but that life needs to be put aside. We want to be ready to meet him. So we need to put aside those things. They're only for a little time. We're only going to be here for a little few years at the most. One scripture says, the days of our years are 40 and 10. 40 and 10? But 40 and 10. And if by reason of strength there are 40, then there is what? Sorrow, and I don't know the rest of that scripture, but I know that it says that we're given 40 would be 60 and 10 would be 70. we're kind of given that as a general amount of time that we have in this world. And then if we get 4 score, that's extra, so to speak. But that's nothing compared to eternity, because one day with the Lord is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So, you know, we just, our time is short on this earth. So that's another reason we need to be ready. Now, this, I want us to look at some people that were ready, but I'm willing to say they didn't do what it took to stay ready. Let's go to Matthew 25:1. This is the count of the 10 virgins. Some people are wise and they're ready, and some are not wise. If you're not ready, getting ready and staying ready, you're not wise.
Matthew 25:1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
Now I want to stop here a minute. You have 10 virgins. Virgins would be somebody that's already pure, already they're ready. They're ready for the bridegroom. They started out ready. They were, 5 were foolish, and 5 were wise, and 5 were foolish, but they were ready. But they didn't do what it takes to stay ready. So what happened to them? The 5 wise took their lamps. They had to have their lamps, and they took oil in their lamp. But the foolish, they took their lamps, but they didn't take the oil in their lamps. So let's see what happened to them.
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him."
Okay, stop just a minute. So they were all looking for the bridegroom. We're all looking for God, Jesus, to come, right? Yes, we're looking for him to come. He's going to come one day. So these, they all were. They were all expecting him. But while he tarried, they were all slumbering and sleeping. All of us have these things. Maybe we might be busy doing different things or sleeping or whatever. But what happened? Then at midnight, the cry came out. Here comes the bride. Go ye out to meet him. All right. All 10 of them were expected to go meet the bride. Read on.
And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves."
Okay, stop just a minute. They needed oil. They weren't prepared. They needed oil. Their lamps went out. They said, "Give me some of your oil. Our lamps are gone out." And they said, no. If I give you some of my oil, I may not have enough, and then we'll both be in a place. You go and you get the oil." Well, do you know what? They knew they need to get oil, but they were negligent. Like many people today know what they need to do to be ready, but they neglect, they procrastinate. No doubt they thought, I have time, I'll get some oil later. And they didn't do it. And now it's too late for them. So I said, go and get for yourself. Read on.
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Okay. They knew where to go. They had neglected, but they knew where to go. So when those wise told them, you just go and buy for yourself, they went. When they came back, it was too late. The door was shut. And that can be the same with us. We can know what to do, but you know what? If we neglect, if we can hear just the same thing that they heard. I know you not. We don't know when the Lord's going to come for us. It could be today. It could be tomorrow. It could be 20 years from now. It could be 1 year. We have no idea when he's coming, but we need to be ready. And so I was thinking about what are we going to do to be ready to keep from this happening to us? And I was thinking one thing we need to treat each day like it's that like the Lord is coming. We need to treat each day like the Lord is coming for us. How are we going to do that? Get ready and stay ready. Today, that one scripture say, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. When the Lord talks to you and he say, give me your heart, then you need to do that. You need to give him your heart then. Or maybe the Lord shows you some things. I need to work on this or that or the other. Do it then. Treat each day like it's the last day. We treat each day like it's the last day. That's how we stay ready every day. That don't mean we're morbid and we can't enjoy life, but it means I'm careful of how I live each day. Let's go to James 5 and read verses 7 to 9.
James 5 and 7.
Yeah.
Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh.
The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Do what you can do every day. Because the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. We need to be serious about life. Some people, life is just like a joke. But it's not. It's a serious thing. Because how we live this life for God is going to determine where we live in eternity. When we die, we want to go to heaven. How we live. If we live right in this life, we can expect to go to heaven with Jesus. If we live wrong and do the wrong things, we can expect that we won't go and we won't be ready. So in order for us to be ready, we need to live right every day. I want us to look at how short life is. There are some scriptures that we need to look at, and it helps to put a seriousness about life on us, that we won't just do whatever we want to do, but we'll do what pleases God. Psalms 39, 4 and 5. Let's make sure that we're careful about the things we say, the things we do, the things we participate in. Let's live a careful life, a serious life, because Jesus is coming back. And he's coming soon. That scripture said, the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And we want to be ready.
Psalms 39 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, make me to know my end and the measure of my days, what it is, that I may know how frail I am.
Do you know, read 5 too, he said.
Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and mine age is as nothing before thee.
So a handbreadth, that's kind of like this, cross your hand. Our life is like that. I could say it starts here, and it ends here. It's just, sometimes you look and you say, where did the time go? Have you ever felt that way? You get up in the morning and you say, well, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And you get maybe half of it done, and the time is gone. You say, wow, the time really flies. But that's the way our life is. Read Psalms 90 and 9. Well, our life is like a vapor, in one scripture say it. And it's gone. It's here and it's gone, just like that. I mean, I remember when I was little, it seemed forever before you could get grown. It looked like, well, I sure be glad when I get grown. I want to do this. I want to be this. I want to do that. And look up, you're grown. And then when you get grown, those years go so fast, and you almost wonder, where did they go? That's the way life is. Did you get it?
Psalm 99.
Mm-hmm.
For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told.
That's it. It's just, and it's gone. Just like a tale that's told. Job 9 and 25.
Job 9 and 25.
Yes.
Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away. They see no good.
Do you know what that means? Like a postman. How many times have you thought, you know what? I'm going to give this letter to the postman. And you get busy and look back. And he's gone. He goes, he drops that letter in your mailbox, and he's gone. Our days are like that. Things that we think we're going to get done. And look up, it's gone. You know, young people have great expectations, and I think that's good. But life is so short. You make sure that as you make these plans, that you put God in it. Put God in your plans. Don't just make plans of what you want to do and be on your own. Put him in there. And you will never regret it. You will be ready if you will attend to these things. Colossians 4 and 2.
Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving.
We're going to, it's very important that we are watchful. This is how we'll make sure we're ready. We're going to watch. This one says, watch with thanksgiving. And remember, we said we're not just looking out the window watching for the Lord to come, but we're watching our lives. We're watching the enemy might, for instance, I'll say it like this. You get up in the morning. If you're not careful, the enemy will put so many thoughts in your head. Some of those thoughts are not what they should be. So you watch. If you get some thoughts that's not right, you don't accept it. You resist it. We are not responsible for thoughts that come, but we're responsible for those that we entertain. So let's be watchful. Now we want to look at some other things. When we are ready, we're going to give our heart to the Lord, and then we're going to put off the old things. If you gave your heart to the Lord and you have the Lord in your heart, then you put off the old things. You stop doing the bad things, in other words, and start doing the good things. I remember when I was younger, that I think one person went to the altar to get saved, and they asked him, now what you do? And they said, straighten up and fly right. I think that's the way they did. What should you do to be ready? Straighten up and fly right. The things that you used to do, if you used to tell lies, you stop telling lies. If you used to doing mean things to people, you stop doing that. There's a change. When you give your heart to God, He makes a change in your life. And you straighten up and fly right. And you stop doing the bad and start doing the good. That's a simple way of knowing that you're ready when the Lord comes. Let's go to Matthew 26 and 41. I think we need to go up a little farther. Let's go starting at 31.
Then says Jesus unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you into Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. Likewise also said all the disciples. 36, then coming to Jesus with them.
Now, what did I say? 26. Oh, excuse me. Go on. I'm sorry. Skip all the way down to 41. Just read 41.
Okay. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation, and the spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
That's the scripture. Watch and pray. Maybe you might have a willingness to do the right thing, and you want to please the Lord. But the devil is there, and our flesh is weak on its own. That's why we have to not only watch, but we have to pray. It's important that we pray. Not just watch. Watch is important, but prayer is also important, because we need God's strength to do the right thing. If we want to be ready when He comes, we need His strength, and we need to live daily. Not make a good start and then go back to the old ways, but live daily a life of righteousness and godliness. But to do that, we're going to have His help. The devil has many temptations out there, and he wants to hinder us. But we don't have to be hindered. God is there to help us if we will watch and pray. Now I want us to go to Colossians 3, and we're going to read verse 5 to 10. What should we do? There are things we can do to be ready.
Therefore, your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil
concupiscence,
and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, and the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them.
Okay, stop just a minute. The word mortify means put to death. That means these things that you used to do, you stop doing them. And that's the whole category of sin. All right, read on.
But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds.
Okay, stop just a minute. It says anger, wrath. These are things we got to put off. I know things can make you upset, but you must put those things off when you live for God. Read on. Anger, wrath.
Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy.
Okay, blasphemy. Those are speaking words against holy things, like using bad words. Those are things. Cursing. Using God's name in vain. All of those things, you put it off. You cannot be ready to go with the Lord and doing those things. Read on.
Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds.
Somebody asked you a question. Did you do such and such? Tell the truth. Yes, I did. Did you move my... I had a cup here. Did you move it? No. And no, you did. No. Tell the truth. Yes, I moved it. I'm sorry. But be honest and tell the truth. Breathe on.
And I put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
So when you give your heart to the Lord, you become new. And you're going to put on the new man. And you're going to do the right thing. And you're going to do things that please God. Let's go now down to 12.
Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Look at that. Put on the new man. These are things you can do. Kindness. What? Read that list again.
Bowels of mercies.
Bowels of mercy, meaning you have compassion to other people. You, if they say, for instance, I say to Samaya, I might say, Samaya, you did such and such. You messed up my table. And she said, I'm sorry. If I have mercy, I will accept that. I wouldn't say, oh, you're always doing something. But I would say, I'm sorry. Bowels of mercy. You're willing to forgive. You don't just hold things. The enemy will make you hold things. But God will help you to forgive things. And gentleness. Be kind one to another. There is a change. When you live for God, there is a change. He changes you. You're not the same. You have kindness. You are gentle. You are patient. You learn to be patient. You have willingness to forgive others and to accept their apology when they ask for it. So we want to be ready. I have one more scripture. We're going to go back to Matthew 24, and we're going to read verses 45 to 51. So it's important to get ready, but it's even more important to stay ready. It's not going to help us a whole lot to get ready if we don't stay ready. If I said, well, I was ready yesterday, and the Lord came for me today, and I wasn't ready. That didn't help me at all. But once I get ready, we want to stay ready. Matthew 24 and 45.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
You know where that weeping and gnashing of teeth, that's in hell. You don't want to be found short during that time. Sometimes we can feel like, well, the Lord, he's not come. We can get careless. We can get indifferent. We can start doing things that are questionable, that we should not do. And here he said that the Lord, it said, but if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. Oh, words, the Lord isn't coming right now. I might as well have some fun. I might as well do this or that. And said, shall begin to smite his fellow servant and eat and drink with the drunkard. The Lord's going to come in time we don't think. So we need to, once we get ready, we need to stay ready. Pray for me.